sexual surge. I'm out of breath again. But we want more. I'm out of breath again. The engine can't stop. I'm out of breath again. For the generators, I'm out of breath again. We won't stop till there's nothing left. We're dying off at lightning speed. Yeah, but that's the cost of progress. Keep telling yourself, keep killing yourself. Target's missed, I'm out of breath again. Target's ignored, I'm out of breath again. Confront the threat, I'm out of breath again. Private property, I'm out of breath again. Have no doubt, I'm out of breath again. Our turn is next, I'm out of breath again. Across dotted lines, I'm out of breath again. Already suffering, I'm out of breath again. We won't stop till there's nothing left. We're dying off at lightning speed. Yeah, but that's the cost of progress. Keep telling yourself, keep killing yourself.
Too Much Rock podcast number 760. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Big Life from Detroit. The song's called Out of Breath and it's on the band's new album, The Cost of Progress, that came out August 1st on Setterwind Records. It's a punk record. It's got kind of that new modern hardcore, say, military gun style, but it's also got a nod back to like that mid-80s, This Van Could Be Your Life sort of feel to it. They do a lot of things. They put them together very smartly and they've made a very, very good album. So give that one a listen. That band is Big Life. The album is The Cost of Progress. I got music for you this week. That's what you're here for. So let's get into it. This is the High Frequencies with Miss Me When I'm Gone.
Direction says it all.
goodness, I just cannot get enough of that one. That is Guided by Voices with You Can't Go Back to Oxford, Talawanda. That's on the band's new album, Thick, Rich, and Delicious. Came out last week, October 31st, on their own Guided by Voices label, but available on vinyl, and you gotta love that they do that for every release. Like most Guided by Voices records, there's a couple of just fantastic songs on here, and then there's a lot of really good ones. That song there, oh, I just love it to death. You'll be hearing that when I start counting down my favorite songs of the year, I'm sure. Before that, we heard from Nervous Twitch from Leeds and the song Love For Me Too. That's on the band's album, The Day Job Gets in the Way. It came out last week as well, October 31st, on Spit Out Nuggets. And that's a great record there. Some of it's kind of indie pop. Some of it's just very post-punk. Some of it, I don't know, there's lots of different things happening there. And again, they do it all well. I like a band that can do multiple things and do them well. And that brings us to where we started things off with the High Frequencies from Richmond, Virginia. The current project of Lisa Michaels, who you know from so many other power pop projects. The song I played was Miss Me When I'm Gone. It's on the band's self-titled album that came out October 24th on Jim Records. That one's got a little bit of power pop, a little garage, and even a little bit of northern soul that creeps in every once in a while. And that one is a very fun listen. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I'm going to jump into one here by the band Tape Trash. This song is called Black Kites Babylon.
Where tethered to someone I used to know. I had a feeling yesterday. Might you be with me here from now on? It goes without saying, yes, my love. I saw you walking, pulling the sky. Angels that followed you, keeping time, asking for nothing, heaven's a drag. Living is killing me, yes, my love.
Off towards the end of a podcast. That is the new Damien Jurado with the song Heaven's a Drag. That's on his new album Private Hospital that came out October 30th, yes, 30th, on his own Maricopa Records. You're going to have to listen to that one digitally. That's the only way it's been released. He's decided he doesn't like the environmental impact of physical media anymore. But there was a limited edition book that came with the album and the download code for the album, I suppose. But I wasn't lucky enough to get that one. I heard it was very limited. It's a solid album. He thinks it's very different from his past stuff. I don't know that it is terribly so. It's still wonderful in the lyrics. Our dynamite. Before that, we heard from the band Tape Trash from Oslo in Norway and the song Black Kites Babylon. That's the final track on the band's album Eden, which came out last Friday, October 31st, on Tiny Engines. That band does a lot of things. You can hear their kind of their broken social scene love in there, but also there's some emo in there and then kind of a modern feel to it as well. So they mix a lot of things together. I'm not sure how much I love it, but I know I love that last track because I love the explosion there kind of three quarters of the way through. Hope you enjoyed that as well. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 760, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website or follow me on your favorite social media networks like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got lots of good things coming up. We've got Lena Lovitch playing at the Record Bar on the 5th, Bags, Bags, Bags are at the Mini Bar on the 6th. I haven't seen them, but boy, do I want to. On the 7th, Religion of Heartbreak plays at the Mini Bar, Eggs on Mars plays at Gigantic, and Rude Cousin plays at the Tintoretta Tattoo. All good shows there. Dice Spitz plays at the Bottleneck on the 8th. New Obsessions is at the Mini Bar. Thunder Gong is at the Uptown. Uncouth is at the Skate Bar. Eradicats at the Hillsiders. And Jeff Tweedy is playing at Liberty. On the 11th, King Princess is playing at the Truman. On the 13th, Roseline is at the Bottleneck. Or Jorge Arena Trio is at Farewell. Necromoon is playing at Howdy. Virga is playing at Rhino. On the 14th, Goblin is at the Record Bar. Corner to the Sky are at the Replay. Utilitarians are at the Brick. Then on the 15th, you've got 95 Sweetbird playing at Farewell. Drifter playing at the Replay. Looking over at the website, only one new thing posted out there. I got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Slow Crush, Faytooth, and NVM, aka Nevermind show that happened about a month ago. That's how far behind I am. Anyway, I got time for one more track for you here. I'm going to play a Kansas City band, Cataphract. They're a black metal act. The song I'm going to play is called Moon of Heartlessness, and it's on the band's new album, Mysterious Lineages, which came out October 22nd on Sordid Curse. It's available on cassette or digital, if that is your thing. It's a kind of nod to kind of some older black metal. It's still got some atmosphere to it, which I love, but it's also got a nice rawness to it that harkens back to a different era. This track here, one of the more atmospheric ones, and it's also got a really nice kind of rock and roll riff to it, so that's what works for me. So we're going to end things here with Cataphract and the song Moon of Heartlessness. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.